because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
I mean, y'all gonna push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You gonna let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They gonna come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're gonna get, listen. You're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies. And you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them.
Wow. Oh, wow. I love it.
Yeah. No. And you know, that's getting to be more and more common. Black men speaking out like that.
You're right. You're right. It is. That was interesting to watch that. And he's a black pastor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he meant what he said.
I can tell. He was all fired up. That was great. That was funny. And at the same time, revealing, because there's a lot of people that are being pretty quiet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed it. You've noticed it. You're welcome to call in, too. 888-673-1450. There's so much that I want to talk about today. I don't actually know if we'll get to all of it, but I want to say a lot of things on the show today. And people might agree or disagree. I'm going to throw some stuff out there maybe you haven't thought of, maybe, that I've discovered. I was up all night doing research till about 5. And so I'm on a couple of hours sleep, so you'll have to forgive me for that one. But I have the no sleep brain. But it's like rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole. And it's really hard right now to not go down those rabbit holes, only because in order to understand, let's just put it this way. I had a coworker come in, we were talking. And as we were talking, he's like, what's going on with our country? Why does this feel so different this year as opposed to the last decade? He said, I didn't even feel this way when Obama was in, and Obama was a trash heap. You know what I mean? He was a hot mess and really, really took our country through some major stuff away from the Constitution. And I could go on and on, and you know, I probably could. But he said, why is this year so exhausting? What? I don't know who to talk to about what anymore, because everybody's in this state of, well, I think this, but I don't think that. And it's all convoluted and messy. Have you noticed that?
It absolutely is. And I'm getting, today, mm-hmm. I really got depressed.
Did you?
I almost called you and said I can't make it today.
You wouldn't do that to me, though.
I know, but I was so depressed.
Why?
Well,
for this reason?
Because the city of Hurricane is talking about not having peach days.
Oh.
And I can't live
You're
with
really
that.
Upset.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can't live with it.
Well, you were a peach days goer.
Always.
And you know, I on the serious side, I hate to see them talk about stuff as if you can't go outside and breathe in fresh air in the summertime.
Yeah.
For some idiotic health reason, like COVID. I don't even...
Well...
You know what? They always get a lot of liberals on city councils. And it's... I don't know what our problem is with voting, but we seem to pick them. I mean, look at Greg MacArthur. Look at Daniel Larkin. We get all these liberals, and it's really frustrating.
Well, here was the remark that really set me off more than
mm-hmm.
anything.
I know this was Hurricane, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joseph Preet, council uh-huh. member in, mm-hmm. in Hurricane, said, mm-hmm. the concern I have is, are we violating state law by proceeding with peach days?
Is he?
What?
Does he have a brain?
No, apparently not.
We don't have state laws for this.
There's no law about it.
Good heavens, these people. Why do they run for council? Why? They don't know anything. You know what? You know what they think qualifies them? I'm the good guy next door, and you can trust me. Look at my family on a poster. That's why they run. And then that's why people vote for them. So we have two-sided problem here.
If I ever decide to run for office, my campaign is going to be, I'm as dumb as a rock, vote for me.
I won't follow the Constitution. I don't even know it. I've never read it. I'm a safe choice for you. Vote for me. Honestly, we can't be this dumb. Not around here, please. Gosh.
Violating state law.
Oh, my gosh. He thought it was a law? Apparently. I don't even know what to say. Apparently. Hurricane City Council, what is your problem? Pull your heads out. All you city councils, they're a hot mess. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hey there. Hi there. Go right ahead.
The actual campaign slogan will be, I'm smart as a whip, but by golly, I'm dumb as a stump.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer. That's right.
Wow.
Okay. I'm calling today, and I really have a heavy heart, because what I realized is, and I have to disagree with you, Kate, you're saying you're trying to reset the goalposts. I think resetting the goalpost is a thing of the past. I think what they've done is finally thrown a Hail Mary. And the problem with throwing a Hail Mary, it's win or lose. It's all for nothing. And make or break. And what we're seeing here, when as soon as they started tearing down statues in our history, we saw a complete lack of reason. And if you're dealing with a lack of reason, you're never going to be able to reason with these people. And now they're going to go after white privilege Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get to that one today. Oh, yeah.
Do they really think that the Christians are going to stand for that? You will have an uprising, a racial war in this country. And the reason my heart is so heavy is because there are really good, God-loving, family-oriented black people out there that I think are the mainstream, and not these radical, idiotic Marxist, fascist pigs, who are dooming their own people and screaming that it's all about their people and it has nothing to do with their people.
Amen.
Well, amen to that. I can't even come up with enough adjectives to say amen to that. So amen to that. Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate that contribution. Thank you. Great, great statement.
Yeah, it's so true, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I've known a lot of really great black men in my life.
Right, right.
That I respected, I worked with, I cared about.
Yeah, so have I.
And to see
good people. And I know they're frustrated,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
Because that small, it'd be like the Aryan Nation speaking for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the equivalent. And you'd be like, I'm distancing myself from the Aryan Nation. Thank you very much. They are not representative of Christian values.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, yes, they are. They say they are. No, they're not. So that's probably what I'd have to liken that to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What I want to know is where are our elected officials when all of this crap is going down? Because I got to tell you, I was raised very patriotic. I believe in our history. And, and the reason I believe in our history is because we learn from it and then we don't repeat it.
Right.
But yet here these people are. They can go and just arbitrarily tear down whatever statue doesn't suit their agenda.
Right,
and
right.
So where is law and order? Where are the elected officials? Where is our sense of right and wrong?
Well,
where
has all this gone? Let me tell you, they're down holding signs saying white silence equals black death.
Yeah, that's one.
So we have a huge problem in that we've elected a lot of liberal people wearing conservative clothing that I think aren't going to stand up. We have a lot of liberals that won't stand up because they're feeding into this too. Because look at it this way. What's his name? Tim, the guy that was running with Hillary.
Kane.
He gets up and he says that our country invented slavery. See, this is the this is the liberal thought process. There's a huge lack of education, and I don't think they want to even attempt to correct it. And so we have a lot of people out there that are not educated. They will go with the emotion, the rage. Mm-hmm. They'll never even think about what they're doing. Mob. Yep. And we have a lot of have a lot of elected officials that are in the same boat.
Mob dog mentality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dog yes.
pack mentality. They go with the pack. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they don't understand what they're they really don't. They're ignorant to what they're walking into and what they're creating.
Yes.
Because
yes.
eventually they're going to hit our age. They're going to get to mm-hmm. our age and go, why is it like this? Well, because you did this.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we have mm-hmm. a really good system here in terms of mm-hmm. our rights and our history and the forefathers fought for all this. It's like you always say, we don't need a bloody revolution.
No.
We already fought it.
Yep.
So where are all the good people? Why isn't anybody standing up?
You know what I'd like to see is a whole lot of veterans. Do you remember when the school shootings happened, right? And we had veterans go to the schools and they all stood outside. Well, why aren't they standing around watching these monuments to make sure that these liberals, because these liberals, they raise bail money. They raise bail money and they're making sure that they can go do this. And even if they go to jail, they're going to get out because they have a huge fundraising capability with this. And so where's all of our veterans? I would say, hey, I'm all for that. Hey, veterans, go, all your retired veterans, stand around that monument.
One last thing. I saw a post on Facebook the other mm-hmm. day about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And uh-huh. apparently they heard that Antifa was coming. And mm-hmm. so the pictures I saw were pretty awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. You saw people just in front of storefronts, on the street.
Right.
Everybody was standing around armed legally, but ready.
Yeah.
And Antifa came to town, and they were very polite.
Yeah.
they changed course, didn't they?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Yes.
So, where is everybody?
Well,
where are we?
And
why
that's,
are we allowing this?
If the elected officials aren't going to stand up, and they're not, right? They have, they're cowards.
Right.
They're not going to stand up against this because they don't want to offend and they don't want to not get the votes of all these people. Well, you know what? Our retired veterans I know love America, and they're going to have to start. Thank you for the call, by the way. I got to go to a break. But they're going to have to start standing up, and we're going to have to start. Not a civil war. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about violence.
No.
I'm saying just stand in front of it.
Stand up.
They did it at the schools. Why not? You know, there's a lot of retired folks out there that I don't think would mind doing that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country says thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I see.
Kate Daly Show for you, and glad to be here today on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty here, Joel Skousen on Friday, also our relationship guru, Allison, on Friday, Chris Ann Hall Thursday. We've got Melissa and Susan tomorrow working on some great stuff and all kinds of we put out some guest requests. I would like to talk to Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, is in a movie with Mel Gibson's son, and it's a movie about Afghanistan that's coming out. They're going to just probably debut it pretty much, since we're not doing movie premieres mm-hmm. online. But it's a movie, a story about an outpost. So that and also Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. There's all kinds of guests that I would like to have on the show again. Mike's been on before, but we'll be filling up the schedule with those guests too. So Welcome back to the show, of course. And a couple of things. On Friday's show, I talked about some letters that would be going up, some text that you could use.
Yeah.
So a letter that you can post in your business, a poster you can print out from Chris Ann Hall that says all about mask wearing and mm-hmm. such. So you can do that. You can actually grab that and print it off. I also put up the text, hat tip Sterling, thank you. I put up the text of Dr. Batar's letter. So you can just copy paste that and put it on a document for your doctor to sign, somebody in the medical profession to sign if you want it done that way. There's a couple of documents there, and they're on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. So you can just go grab those. We should just probably call it the toolkit, you know, to kind of help you get through this in one piece and your business in one piece with the government, our very conservative government trying to tear you down. So, the governor was all in his mask, you know, of course, today. Every time he's on camera, he's in a mask. And even though they don't do anything. And so he's in this mask and he's saying, well, I don't want to shut business down. So what they're doing is they're putting all these people out with all these feelers saying, well, you'd at least wear the mask if it meant keeping business open, right? And my response to that is, we're not as stupid as California, I would hope. And we do understand that the mask is unnecessary, right? So no, I won't compromise and do something that's asinine, unhealthy, and unnecessary. I'm so sorry. I'm not mm-hmm. I'm not California from whence I came. Okay, I was born in California. I grew up in California, but I did not take California with me here. And so no, I will not wear a mask. I will not be a sheeple. I will not do that. It doesn't mean the mask does nothing. I'm not going to do it.
I'm very disappointed, Kate. What about the one life?
The one, if you can only save one life. You know what? Masks do nothing. And I think, you know, this might be a good time just for a second to tell you once more, because maybe there's people out there that did not get this memo. So for 1 minute, let me go through this one more time. I think I'm only saying it that way because we've said this a lot on the show, and I don't mean to overburden you with the same mm-hmm. stuff. It's just that I don't think this is sinking in. So I keep getting a ton of questions about this. So here's the deal. The PCR test is extremely generic. It does not tell you you have COVID. It only tells you you have virus. In fact, if this was the year 2002, and this was SARS, the same exact test was done then, and any positives that came back, they said you had SARS. Now we've just exchanged it for the year 2020, and any positive that comes back now, you're COVID. And they only assign it for what's going on at the time because it's very, very, very generic. And it also creates a lot of false positives because all of us have virus in our system, so it's going to pick up virus in your system, which means nothing. Nothing. And the mask does nothing. And healthy people wearing a mask does nothing. Nothing. So I am not going to go along with the nonsense. I just can't do it. And the governor cannot make you wear a mask. So that's what this stuff on Facebook's all about. Print that out. Have yep. it on. You know when they say papers, please? These are the only papers you should be walking around with. The I will not comply with your junk messaging. I will not comply business with what you're trying to make me do because you can't. It's the Disabilities Act. It cites the Disabilities Act. They cannot make you do something that's unhealthy for you. So you know what? Take advantage of that and print those out and have those on your person. I'm going to, too, just in case. Just in case I get asked, here's my, I don't even have to explain. Here's my letter. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, about the mask thing. Mm-hmm. It is funny how everybody's trying to shame people for, especially on Facebook and everywhere else, for, you know, saying that they don't want to wear a mask. Right. And it's like, if you're so concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home. It's like the best way
Amen.
To not get sick, according
yeah.
to them,
yeah.
is like, let's say, what's the best way to not get an STD?
Right. Don't have sex.
Don't have sex.
Same with pregnancy. Like, just don't do it. Yep.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Like, if we want to be out in public, we're taking mm-hmm. a chance. If they don't want to get sick, stay home.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But you can't say that.
I can. We should and we will. But it's sad that people feel shamed into not saying it. That's what's sad.
We should shame them for not staying home.
Yeah. I mean, I put up a post on a city page about mask wearing, and I just deleted it finally. I thought, you know, there were so many Nimrods on there. I just thought, you know what? Why? And honestly, this is really the opportunity I have every day to talk about these things. So it's fine. I can't believe how everybody's going after this. What's wrong with you? Why won't you? Doesn't anyone mean anything to you? I mean, talk about overdoing it on the shame and guilt. Wow.
And they're just like, oh, well, how hard is it for you to just wear a mask?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, it's not the point.
Yeah.
It's not the point. You guys are completely missing the point.
Yep.
It's like,
it's the truth.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I have to. Well, what I do for work, and I don't like it, but I want to keep my job.
They might as well ask me to wear a doily on my head every day. And I would say, but I don't want to wear a doily on my head. And they're like, well, everybody's doing it, and you have to go along. You have to go along, and it could help somebody. And I'm sitting there thinking a doily on my head isn't going to help anybody. It's about the same as the mask.
Yeah.
So
just stay home if you don't want to get sick.
Thank you. Really appreciate your call.
Somebody asked me the other day why I wasn't wearing a mask. I said, I am. And they looked at me and they said, I don't see a mask. I said, I'm wearing the new internal mask. And they laughed, just like you just did. So I reached up and I pulled a cotton ball out of my nose and said, see?
Internal.
The internal mask.
Mm, yeah. Only you. Only you, my friend. I love it. That's awesome. I'll have to remember that one.
Well, you have to keep a little cotton ball in your nostril.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. Thanks. I can't wait. July 4th, you know, July 4th is Independence Day, rapidly approaching, and nobody knows what to do. I don't even think we know what to celebrate. I'm not sure anyone knows what to celebrate. What were you looking at that you sent me? And I can't remember the title of it because it was so odd. It doesn't matter that we're rioting and looting or none of that stuff. What was it?
CBS, you know, there was a thing that happened back east somewhere where they were shooting fireworks at each other. And they shot fireworks at some homeless people. And CBS was reporting the news, okay? And they talk about they're firing fireworks at these people, and there's more looting going on, and there's it seems to be a lot of violence. And it's obvious that we finally need to talk about the serious problem of the illegal use of fireworks. Not anything else.
No, country's not burning. Yeah. Statues are not falling.
The illegal use of fireworks is our big problem.
I think they should go after city permitting to sell popsicles. I think that makes about as much sense. Ridiculous. And so what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Are you at least thinking about what is going to happen on I honestly don't know what to celebrate. And if I see all of these people who are so gullible in elected office saluting flags and putting that all over Facebook, and it's going to be tough for me, I have to admit. Because I don't know why they're celebrating freedom when they're the ones that like to take it from people.
I don't think you're going to see any Democrats saluting freedom. They're not doing that anymore.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. They threw prayer out. I think they did throw the flag out, right? They don't have flags at a lot of their stuff. And honestly, if you're going to be a conservative and you're going to salute a flag, well, what are you saluting? I mean, I want to know, what does it mean to you? Because when I look at these elected officials that are all about America and they wear their cowboy boots and they're trying to be one of us, and then all of a sudden they have no problem taking your liberty.
Right.
What is that? What is that? Are they confused, ignorant, both? What? So I'm going to have a tough time. I really am. I hope I don't see that. I'll tear into them. I just think it's shameful. I think it's shameful. And I think they should be ashamed that they stood by and did nothing. If you have a role to play and you are an elected official, why aren't you speaking out against it or for it or not for the looting, but for liberty? Why are you not speaking out? I don't understand it. And all the doctors that won't talk about our immune systems, that stay quiet during all of this and feed into the mask nonsense and ludicrousness of saying to wear a mask. Where are you? Are you an American doctor? Or are you just, what are you? Come on.
In all fairness, there are some government agencies that are trying to give us back some liberty.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
I can't wait.
The Utah Alcohol Authority is temporarily going to permit outdoor drinking at restaurants that have new patios.
What a stride. What a stride.
It's a huge stride.
The liberty to be drunk. Hey, why not? I've heard it all. So still can't go to church, but hey, you know, if that's their answer to stuff, that's pretty sad. Hawaii, if you have plans to go there, I don't know that I would go. They're turning all the Hawaiians into snitches. They are making it so that the Hawaiians over there snitch on all the tourists to get you a fine and a ticket and for not being quarantined. Yeah, sounds like it. So you might want to watch that. That might be a problem. And by the way, Rhode Island decided to change its name. Decided to change its name in light of all this. So when we come back, I want to tell you about that. It's pretty funny. And by the way, front page today, a nice looking picture, very good picture of Jimmy Kimmel smiling, looking very handsome as he's apologizing for the blackface. Now, you know, anyone else that did blackface, they would show the most horrid, disgusting picture of them that they could, looking shameful and looking sorry. Not Jimmy Kimmel. It's so interesting what the press does and why they do it. Honestly, it's wow. So when I come back, I want to tell you about Rhode Island, and I want to share with you some headlines of the past. You'll like this. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let free. My native country, thee, land of the noble free, thy name, my love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills, my
to let that play on.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, let our silence break. We really do. I was asked this question today by a friend of mine who said, am I at the point where I just give up because it's just so much. I cannot, I don't even think I've got a voice anymore. And I said, no. I said, believe me, there are times I feel like that too. But it never lasts because I know that there's an accountability for being on the earth at this time and for protecting that liberty. And the words of that song, that God is the author of liberty, right? The author of liberty. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We have such a duty being raised here, living here. If you're an immigrant that came over recently and now you're a citizen here, we all have a duty to keep this. You can't give up. We need the ones in the fight that are going to be in the fight. And when I'm talking fight, I'm not talking civil war. I'm talking fight to keep it. You've got to be heard. You cannot be silent anymore. We just cannot enjoy the gift anymore. We've got to earn it. And this is the earn it part. So we just can't be. We just can't stand on the sidelines and go, well, it's too much for me. I wish, but no. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, I totally agree with you. You know, the rubber is meeting the road. And
yeah.
I think for a long time we've all known that there's a day of reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it isn't coming in the future. It's now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to step up. Also, I wanted to let everybody know, 7 o'clock tonight, Vernon Wortham Park, Greg Hughes, Victor Iverson, if you haven't completed your ballot, mm-hmm. come out and talk to them.
Okay.
And, you know, make sure you're fully informed.
Excellent. Thank you, Mary. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, we have a lot of work to do, and this isn't going to be easy. No one ever said it was going to be. I was watching at BYU. They did on the field. They all got together for white and blacks. So both all got together for their black power signal, their black power thing. And I thought, what is going on in our universities, even our private universities? There's a lot of stuff going on with those students. And it's not as if BYU administration's doing it. The kids are doing it. Then if the kids are doing it, what in the world are they learning? What in the world are they being taught? Ouch. That's a tough one for me because I'm telling you, I'm a little nervous, a lot nervous. By the way, somebody was just asking me about those letters that you can print out for your business. You can put them in your window, and also the text of the letter you can show people while walking into a business. That's on the Facebook page for the Kate Daly Show. The Facebook page, not my website, the Facebook page. So just so you know, I just want to make sure that it was available to you. And that you can go get those and print those off. And I forwarded Chris Ann's message in there about those documents as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
All of these city and county and state, congressional, all of these leaders swear an oath.
Mm-hmm.
They don't swear an oath to Uncle Ben or to Aunt Jemima or to white Jesus. Mm-hmm. They swear it to God.
Right. Yeah.
And these people are not living up to their oath. And what we can do is we can inundate the leadership that is doing nothing with emails and faxes and telephone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Our representatives can be absolutely swamped.
Mm-hmm.
With demands of the people that they do their jobs or they immediately step down from their offices.
Yep.
Yes, I agree with you. Because you know what they're giving into? The religion of social justice.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, which is an absolute crock of,
yes.
You know what?
Yes, it is.
I don't used to say that well-known stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And so that's what we have got to remind them of their oath, what they actually agreed to do as an elected person, and not give in to this religion of social justice, Marxism, that they're trying to push on the country. So, and in their
fact,
little corner.
I actually believe that President Trump should issue an executive order to that effect.
Yeah. Well, You don't want too many executive orders coming out of the White House, but I think people everywhere should actually be just writing and talking and calling their elected officials, because like the song was talking about, you can't be silent because this stuff grows. They have the media as their mouthpiece. So yeah, we're up against
a
lot. Yeah.
We'll also burn people.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call. It's true.
It's depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know why so many people anymore don't understand what an oath is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, it's not like you say a whole lot of stuff that's impossible to do.
Right. Right. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard just to be the watchdog for people's liberty. I mean, honestly, it's not. But boy, they have turned it into a self-serving career mechanism by which they operate and by which they benefit from. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And this is why I have a hard time with so many elected officials, because you can see it. The writing's on the wall. You can see who the puppet strings, you know, they have the puppet strings going. You know, Canada, look at all the steps toward progressivism that they've done in the last three decades. Mm. And then what did Justin Trudeau do that didn't get hardly any headlines at all?
He kind of changed what was the dominant religion in Canada.
Yeah, he changed it to Islam. Interesting, isn't it?
The Church of England's probably thrilled.
The Church of England's probably thrilled. So that was a huge, huge move. And it went wildly unreported.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. Except in one place.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota is also wanting to make Islam their main religion. And so that'll make a nice border crossing situation there, open trade between the two Muslim communities.
Yeah.
It'll work out good.
You're
for
right.
Us.
Oh, I have to tell you about Rhode Island. So Rhode Island is changing its name. Now, you would think that all of a sudden Rhode Island was going to be something else, right? I promised you I'd get to this in this clip. You think, right? Rhode Island, well, what are they going to change it to? Oh, okay. So the name of Rhode Island is actually the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. Did you know that?
I've never heard it called
that.
Yeah,
I know, me neither. They don't use the state's full name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so now it's just going to be Rhode Island.
Well, you have to make it official.
This is their big move to support BLM, is to take off the "and Providence Plantations" part of the name.
As if plantations only relate to slavery.
Yes, nothing else.
Nothing else. So what about the...
Tim Kaine will be pleased, because we invented slavery and we only invented it on plantations, apparently, with his huge, vast, you know, arena of knowledge that he's got going on.
But what about the Dole pineapple plantations in Hawaii?
Yeah, those are racist.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Those are racist, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
Dole pineapple is going to change the name
of
those.
I was talking to a friend from Hawaii, and the friend from Hawaii was saying, you know, we speak in racism. You know, that Howley, that Chinese person, that black person, he said, that's how we speak. He said, well, do we have to change the whole way we speak? That's how we do it. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? You know, we're just describing. What's the problem here? Anyway, so Rhode Island will now be Rhode Island, in case you weren't keeping up with that one. That it's amazing, isn't it? That's a big move. And it's on the front page headline of Fox. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Do you vacation in Hawaii?
Well, I used to. Not anymore.
Okay.
You want to get back to that?
Yeah,
hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I went to BYU in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the student body president was Jane Fonda in disguise. He was promoting the United States get out of Vietnam and saying all kinds of things. He obviously was recruiting people or kids, students, to join in on his little clique and create a controversy. And President Kimball came down. I can't remember if he was president of the quorum or the president. But anyway, he came down and gave a talk.
Love that,
to the student body. And that squelched everything right away.
Did it?
And I think if President Nelson came down and he would talk about, we don't support Marxism or that, that would squelch all those students out there who think they know everything. So well, just a thought that how they could handle this.
And maybe more church leadership needs to hear from more people, letting them know that the students are that are being churned out at BYU now. Because I love that school, but I'll tell you, I've noticed a huge change in this last decade. And the students are being churned into these little progressive liberals, collectivists. And we have a sincere problem going on with what's being taught and who they're hiring to teach it.
Yeah, just on that, you know, Mike said that his son goes there, and he said his son doesn't believe that they're obeying the rules that they're supposed to, because they're teaching things that aren't.
Yeah, they're not even. They're
not anymore. We need to get more leadership down there. Welch this real quick.
So, I absolutely agree with you. Thank you.
Day.
Really appreciate that. It's a private school. You need to let the ones that run at the heart of that, let them know what's actually happening, because I don't think they really understand. I really don't. I don't think they understand to the degree that we're churning out these little liberal progressives. In Hawaii. Let's go there real quick, because we only have about a minute.
If you're planning to go to Hawaii, you have to plan quite a bit ahead, because you not only pay for your vacation time, but when you first get there, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So the first 14 days of your vacation in Hawaii is expensive and does nothing.
So your three-week vacation to Hawaii you didn't know you were taking?
And they actually arrested a group of people for not quarantining themselves when they got to Hawaii a couple weeks ago.
Because the snitches are out.
Yep.
And the Hawaiians saw them out there and
turned them in, and they arrested them. And finally they agreed to leave Hawaii if they'd let them out of jail.
Wow. They're just killing tourism. So when the state goes completely broke, because they're run from a very, very liberal progressive governor, ought to be interesting to see what happens. They're killing tourism. I know people that really wanted to go to Hawaii this summer are not going, change their plans, turning in their ticket for something else. And I don't blame them. I'd love a three-week vacation to Hawaii, but most people can't do it. And I don't want to be in quarantine if I go to the, you know, it's funny that it's all outside.
Yeah.
It's outside at the beach, but apparently that's not
maybe
okay.
Maybe for you, I stay in my hotel room when I go to Hawaii.
I look at the wall. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.